you've been on a remarkable run in the past little while in your career, including a Pan Am Gold. But last week you hit a little bit of a roadblock and had your first loss in over a year at the Continental Championships to a 17-year-old named Clarissa Shields. When you were 17, when you started out boxing, what would your reaction have been if you were fighting someone like you today?
Well, I don't think I was fighting a three-time world champion by the time I was 17, because I had just started at that point, so it's a little bit of a different situation. But I definitely was very eager to get into the ring with other world champions for sparring, just so I could learn and get better.
Does it amaze you now that you think that, you know, like you said, you were just starting out when you were 17 years old, and there's someone who who's at such a high level now when she is only 17?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Things have been changing in the sport for sure. When I started, 17 was a young age to begin boxing, but you know, throughout the years, girls have been starting earlier and earlier. I see 10-year-old girls at my boxing club lately, so it's really changed, that's for sure.
What do you think about that? That it does seem to be getting younger. That girls are getting into it.
Well, I think that people are seeing a different side of boxing, something that they didn't. You know, they're learning more about it, especially women boxing. You know, and they're not so afraid to let their daughters start boxing and get involved with the sport. I guess that's probably the biggest reason.
And I guess obviously having people like you to look up to would probably help that as well, right?
Well, I don't want to take too much credit, but I hope that if a parent were to meet me, they would change their mind about letting their kid box.
And obviously that the amount of, you know, training and work and everything that goes into something like boxing, after that loss to Clarissa, has that changed your mindset or your training or approach or anything heading into the World Championships and qualifying for the Olympics?
Definitely. That's motivation right there. It's hard to stay at the top of your game and completely motivated when it's been over a year since I've lost. So to have that loss is just, anyone who knows me knows that I love making a comeback. That's my favorite part of competing is making a comeback. It's such a great feeling to do that. So I just feel like what better time than now to have a loss to just really feed that fire and get ready for the next tournament.
Because I guess especially with something like qualifying for the Olympics coming up in, you know, basically a month, right?
Yeah, exactly. The Olympic qualifier is a month away, and it's going to take some good results to qualify for the Games.
And in this year as well, I'm sure working towards the Olympics, something like winning the Pan Am Golds would probably be a pretty big motivation in that as well. What did that mean to you to win a medal for the first time in women's boxing in the Pan Am Games?
You know what? I'll be completely honest. When I went to the Pan Am Games, my focus was not to win there. My focus was to get experience in a multi-sport competition so that I could take that with me to the Olympics.
Because I guess something like the Pan, that, you know, you've never been in an environment like that before, right?
Yeah, correct. I mean, every tournament I've gone to has been strictly boxing and usually strictly women's boxing. So to go and have, you know, all these other sports going on, it wasn't anything close to the excitement of the Olympics, but it was the closest I've ever come. So it was definitely a good experience.
And what does that do for you in terms of your confidence or just preparedness heading into the Olympics? Do you think it's helped?
Yeah, for sure. It's mental preparation. You know, if you can run it through your head the time when it's happening and tell yourself, like, this is the Olympic Games, even though I realized the Olympics is going to be such a bigger stage, but to trick myself into thinking that it's going to be similar and try and act through the motions that I would be doing if it were the Olympics, you know, you can only see benefits from practicing that over and over.
And obviously with women's boxing making its debut at the Pan Am Games, with it also making its debut at the Olympics this year, what does that mean to you to be able to be competing in these sports for the first time that you're kind of at the beginning of something?
Well, I mean, this is going to be very historic for sport, for women's sport, and obviously for boxing. So to be a part of that, I mean, it's an awesome opportunity. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to give my best and hopefully put on a great display.
When you were younger and when you were, putting in all the hours in the gym as a teenager and, in past years, did you ever think about the Olympics as a goal before it was announced that women's boxing would be included? Was that ever on the radar?
Definitely. Before we were an Olympic sport, I had the goal of being an Olympic champion. I always felt that one day it would happen. It would hopefully be before I was forced to retire or chose to retire. I was hoping that day would come. And so the fact that it is now just feels like it's a dream that's unwinding and going to be coming true.
And has that made you up your preparation or your work heading into that? Or is it just kind of you want to kind of keep going the same way you have before and not try and, overthink anything heading into that?
Well, I definitely don't want to overthink it because I feel like I was always in a good place with training. It's always been, I've always wanted to be the best boxer that I could be, no matter if it was an Olympic sport or not. If I was going into a world championship or even a Canadian championship, I always wanted to train to beat the Mary Spencer that competed at the last tournament. So I feel like the motivation was never a problem, but now it's a completely different ball game out there. I realize that. I'm definitely doing things now that I haven't done before, but at the same time, I need to keep it in my mind that it's still just a tournament. It's still just me doing my best and training to get results at the tournament.
What kind of things have you changed from maybe previous years?
Well, I can tell you when I first started boxing, it was one or two times a day that I was training. Now it's 2 to 3 times, and usually 3 times a day that I'm training, so that has increased. I mean, that's just, getting used to the sport, getting used to the routine, and being conditioned to increase the level of training. But I mean, of course, that extra push, having it in the Olympics now is definitely inspiring that part of training.
And now, being a face for women's boxing and heading into something like the Olympics, where it is more high profile, you've got other things on your plate, including being a cover girl. How did that partnership happen? How did that come about?
Well, it was something that was unexpected for me. Of course, it came out of, I want to say it came out of nowhere. For me, I was just, it was a year ago, and the opportunity arose to be an ambassador for CoverGirl, and I did my research, of course, because I never want to jump at something just because it's going to benefit me or I think it's really cool. I'm really concerned about what it's going to mean to other people that are looking to me as a role model. So I'm very careful with what I would endorse. And the more familiar I became with the brand, the more I saw that the fit was great. What it stands for, inner and outer beauty, and every girl is a cover girl. It's not just for a certain select few. Everyone is beautiful in their own way. I thought those were very strong, powerful messages that I could stand behind.
And something that you want if you're inspiring lots of girls, definitely a good message to be putting out there. And how does it feel for you to be a cover girl? Somebody women's boxing and going on commercial shoots probably don't normally go hand in hand in people's minds, right?
Yeah, you know what? It's definitely different. It's not an everyday thing that I get to do that kind of fun stuff, but it's great. I mean, I look at the other cover girls, and they're people that I look up to: Ellen DeGeneres, Queen Latifah, Taylor Swift, to name a few. They're all very good at what they do. They're all very accomplished women, and to be in the same company, of women like that, I just feel like that's such an amazing thing that I would have never imagined in the past.
And now you've got a good foundation or cover up to put on if you do get a black eye in the ring, right?